Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, powerlifting was always the easy part for the late Greg Simmons. His award-winning career within USA Powerlifting was cut short by cancer nearly 2 years ago. Earlier this week, the organization posthumously awarded Greg with one of the most prestigious awards in all of USA Powerlifting, the Brother Bennett Award, recognizing extraordinary service to the athlete within the organization and leadership in furthering the cause of a drug-free sport. Greg was all of that and then some, working out of the Iron Pit gym for years. His plan was very simple: work, his work ethic, his teachings to men and women alike at the pit, based on technique, sure, but Greg Simmons' approach, his giving value to others, was to do it the right way. He always had that can approach. A fitting tribute for Greg Simmons, the 2021 recipient of the Brother Bennett Award, the most prestigious honor in all of USA Powerlifting. Our thought for the day: progress takes discipline and courage, but the result will be worth it. The losing streak finally over for the Reds. Barely. We'll tell you about it in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tyler Naquin's three-run home run, his fourth hit of the day, his 12th home run of the year, sorely needed Tuesday afternoon as the Reds finally ended that five-game losing streak in Minnesota, beating the Twins 10-7, putting them back even at 500. In the here-we-go-again department, the Reds imploded, the bullpen did, blowing a 7-2 lead. They gave up five runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lucas Sims was just awful. But Wade Miley, hey, he pitched seven strong, should have won the doggone game. Two earned, no walks, six strikeouts. He left leading 4-2. And then they had to put the bullpen in. T.J. Antone finally got the win thanks to Naquin's three-run blast in the ninth. So the Reds limped home after a nine-game road swing, 4-5. Now they open the longest homestand of the year at the Great American Ballpark, 11 games starting Thursday night. Here on the airwaves, Tommy Thrall's pregame at 6:40. The Braves come in for four. A makeup game next Monday with the Phillies, and then San Diego and the Cubs through the 4th of July. Thought for the day along the lines of the Reds: patience is the best remedy for every trouble. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.